The lion is often called the king of beasts. His height varies from 3 to 4 feet, and he is from 6 to 9 feet long. His coat is of a yellowish-brown or tawny color, and about his neck is a great shaggy mane, which gives his head a majestic appearance. The strength of the lion is so great that he can easily crush the skulls of such animals as the horse or ox with one blow of his paw. No one who has not seen the teeth of a full-grown lion taken out of their sockets can have any idea of their real size. One of them forms a good handful, and might easily be mistaken for a small elephant's tooth. The home of the lion is in the forests of Asia and Africa, where he is a terror to man and beast. He generally lies concealed during the day, but as darkness comes on, he prowls about where other animals are accustomed to go for food or drink, and springs upon them unawares, with a roar that sounds like the rumble of thunder. The lion sometimes lives to a great age. One, by the name of Pompey, died at London in the year 1760 at the age of 70 years. If taken when young, the lion can be tamed, and will even show marks of kindness to his keeper. In a menagerie at Brussels, there was a cell where a large lion called Danko used to be kept. The cell happened to be in need of repair, and the keeper, whose name was William, desired a carpenter to come and mend it. The carpenter came, but was so afraid of the lion that he would not go near the cell alone. So William entered the cell, and led the lion to the upper part of it, while the other part was refitting.